Welcome to the Daily Chizuk, when we hear stories about Hashem bringing salvations to people, whether it's someone having a child after many years of marriage, or a person getting married after waiting so long, or someone getting healed from a grave illness. There are different reactions that people have. One reaction is for a person to think, how come everybody else always gets what they need, and I am still stuck with my problem? When is it going to be my turn to be helped already? In this instance, the story that the person heard actually had a negative impact on him. It made him feel worse about his own situation, rather than give him chizuk. Another reaction might be to think, what an amazing story. Hashem is great. He could do anything. If He helped this person after so long, it gives me hope that I or my loved one could also be helped. In this instance, the story gave the person chizuk to pray harder and hope even more to Hashem for his salvation. The reactions are up to us. We can choose the message that we want to take. And although this second reaction is better than the first one, it is still not the optimal one. The best reaction would be if the person first thought, Baruch Hashem, another Jew was just helped. I'm so happy that that person is out of the agony he was going through. May there be more Yeshuot in Klal Yisrael like this, Be'ezrat Hashem. First, the person was happy for someone else, and only afterward did the person apply the message to his own life and feel more hopeful that he could also be helped. This is a very difficult avodah, especially if the one hearing the story needed the same Yeshuah for himself. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz describes in his Sefer Da Torah and Parashat Mishpatim how difficult it is for a person to share in someone else's joy. It is easier for a person to share in someone else's pain than it is to share in his joy. But if we can work on ourselves to truly be happy for other people's successes, that will make us happier as well. We'll be performing a great Avodat Hashem and will guarantee to get chizuk from the stories we hear rather than to feel bad about them. The Pasuk says in Mishle, Tov Ayin Hu Yeborach. A person who is happy for others is the one who receives blessing. The Sefer Mayan Ganim asked, how did Yitro merit that Moshe Rabbeinu married his daughter? Elazar HaKohen married his granddaughter. He had a parasha added to the Torah in his zechut. His great-grandchildren sat in the Lishkat HaGazit on the great Sanhedrin in the Beit HaMikdash. What did Yitro do? The rabbi answered, the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Yitro that when Yitro found out about how Hashem redeemed the Jewish people from Egypt, Vayihad Yitro, he was so happy for them. Even though, as Rashi brings, Yitro was close to Mitzrayim, he felt so bad about their downfall. Nonetheless, he put his own feelings aside to rejoice with Israel over their salvation. And not only that, he continued and said, Baruch Hashem asher hisil etchem miyad Mitzrayim. He thanked Hashem for saving them. That would be like a person hearing of his friend receiving a certain blessing, and in response say, Hashem, thank you so much for helping my friend. I appreciate it immensely. This is a great level, to be so happy for another person that we feel the need to thank Hashem for His simcha. This was such a beautiful midah that Yitro possessed. The Torah describes it here, but he must have had it throughout his entire life. And indeed, Hu Yeborach, He was blessed in so many ways. If we can bring this midah more into our lives, it will make us better people. It'll make us happier people. And Be'ezrat Hashem, it'll make us blessed people. Have a great day.